Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Three oh five, Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. Beautiful weather. One or two things we've got to address. I will give you the quick Friday rundown as I always do. Number one, on Fridays, I do my best to wear something red, R-E-D, remember, everyone, deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back. Today, I am very proudly wearing my Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame t-shirt. It is red. I am also wearing, because I never want to be unprepared on Fridays, I am wearing a beautiful red bracelet from my bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey, down there at emilysbracelets.com. I'm wearing that. And, well, you know, it's Friday, so I got my Peppa Pig hat on as well, because nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. There was a big awards thing happened last night. I want to say thank you very quickly. And I screwed something up. I was kind of doing self-high fives all the way around about how we had won this 4 years in a row. And then a memory on Facebook popped up, and a couple of other people poked me and said, you know, it's 5 years. And I said, it's 5 years. So, yes, it is 5 years in a row. It is, well, it's like nothing else. Nobody's ever done it. So I'm very, very proud of that. 5 years in a row, the best afternoon radio show in all of Central Virginia, selected by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. How did I somehow lose track of that? Well, I'm just going to tell you something very, very candidly here, because I think it ties into everything that you and I talk about on a daily basis. I don't really honestly do anything I do anymore for recognition or for awards. I'm doing my best to take plaques and stuff down here in the plaque shack. That doesn't mean I don't like them, right? I've got an ego like everybody else. But I don't want to be overly filled with pride. I'm proud of what I have accomplished, and I am proud that I get the opportunity to help people, but I don't want you to confuse it with being pride. Full. You know, I'm not buying trophies and plaques and stuff like that. I'm just not. I get those offers. You know, you get named to certain things, and then you get an email that says, hey, would you like to spend $200 on a, and I don't even bother reading it anymore. I got college tuition. I've got a daughter who is severely disabled. I mean, I love the fact that we're able to do great things. I really do. And it means a lot. And when somebody says, boy, you know, you're the best at what you do, you say, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't go around telling you. I really don't. I do my best not to. If I do, I apologize. So that's how I could screw up saying that we had won 4 years in a row instead of 5 years in a row. 5 years in a row is pretty, it is impressive. And I am very, very happy about that. So I just want to say thank you to all of the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch for that. I am especially proud. Happy. Oh, I keep saying proud. Again, then you go down the road where you get prideful and then it's all over and done, right? No, that's, I'm trying not to do that. I want to say I'm very happy for other folks who have also won some big awards. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. You know, I am part of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And I'm getting ready to go to jail for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'm going to be teaching a class for inmates at the Pamunkey Regional Jail. That's what Fatherhood Foundation does. We reach dads wherever they are. First-time fathers, incarcerated fathers, substance abuse users, wherever whoever that father is, we find them, we meet them, and we make them better fathers. So I have taken on the assignment. Now, I actually asked for it. I asked for it, and it was granted. It's kind of funny. Most people do not, A, ask to go to jail, and then most people really don't want to be bothered filling out a whole slew of paperwork so that they can go to jail, right? I did that because I want to go to Pamunkey and teach his class. So the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia won for best charity event, the father figure. Remember that a couple of years ago? I was there at the Diamond, and I set an all-time fundraising record, and I cannot tell you how happy I am that somebody finally broke it. God bless them. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And I am now crown free when it comes to the father figure. So I'm happy about that. But the Fatherhood Foundation winning best charity event in all of Central Virginia for the father figure. And I'm not so sure if I'm happy about this or disappointed about this. My friends, my dear friends, Wendy and John Yeoman, from Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in the center of Ashland. They won. They took second place for the best place to eat. So that's pretty cool. You're up against some major competition. But they also won best hidden gem. First place for best hidden gem. Now, you know what happens? Now everybody's going to be coming to Jake's Place. But if you do, make sure you sit at the Jeff Katz table in the Jeff Katz section and have the Jeff Katz sandwich. I don't have all of the results, and that's because I didn't go to the award ceremony last night. I wasn't able to. I was actually home and watching Julia. And no offense, I'm sure it was a great event. RTD always puts on a nice event. I know people have a great time, but Julia's number one on my my hit parade for everything. Period. That's it. So... yes, I was conspicuous by my absence. I don't want anybody to get insulted about that, but watching Julia's obviously number one on the list. So I thank everybody who was part of this. I, like you, will get the paper this Sunday. I'll find out who all the winners were, because I have so many friends nominated who were actual finalists, you know, the final three. I saw there were a couple of screw-ups. People, oh, I think I'm on the final three. I said, eh, you're, yay. You're not, but yay. So, like you, I will go and I will get the Richmond Times-Dispatch this Sunday and figure out who all the winners were. And for those folks who are friends of mine, who are celebrating, who are advertisers, you make no mistake about it, I will be sharing that all over this very program. And all over social media, because I want you to know that I appreciate what you're doing. I cannot believe that there's a single solitary Jewish American who's going to vote for Kamala Harris. I just can't. I'm sitting here as a Jewish American, or as an American Jew. I don't know. You pick which way you want that to go. But honestly, I cannot understand how anybody of my faith is going to go in there and vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and the rest of these Hamas-supporting lunatics. I mean, your kids are on college campuses, and they're being attacked by the very people that Kamala Harris loves. I'll bet you that's something we discuss at Politics and Pints. And I tell you, we've got that coming up October the 16th. So we're just about 1 month out. That's pretty cool. If you'd like to join us, and you have, well, especially if you haven't been to one, let me explain the way this works. We get a couple of hundred of our closest friends together, and then we talk, and then we yell, but we drink beer. So the yelling and the talking and the stamping of feet is actually much more entertaining once you've had a beer. It will be me, as per usual. I came up with the name of it, so it's not like I can miss it. John Reed, who won last night for the number one morning show, right? He was number one. And Sam Newsman. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations to Sam Newsman, who took second place. And Germ produces his show as well as my show. So, Germ, tomorrow, give my congratulations to Sam. But anyway, so at Politics and Minds, it'll be me. It'll be John Reed. It will be Gary Hess, who is our fantastic master of ceremonies referee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Keeps everybody moving the way they're supposed to move. Brian Kilmeade had so much fun last time. He's coming back. Dana Lash apparently heard about it. She's coming to town for it. And, well, because we have like this DEI program at WRBA where we have insane liberals. We only have one, but we do invite him to this event. Howard Gutman will be there as well. The only way that you can get your tickets is to go online. I would do it right now so you don't miss out. WRVA.com, WRVA.com. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. It will, as always, be a sellout. Coming up at 3:35, my buddy Dr. Dave Brad is going to join us. I want to get his sense of some of these even newer economic numbers. They keep coming out. I don't see anything good. But maybe Dave can find something really good inside all of them. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com